There you go. All set.
Good evening, everyone. It's 6 p.m. on whatever days is. Almost Halloween. No, it's not Halloween.
That's right there at the top here, September 22nd.
Yeah, September 22nd, 2022. Could we have the opening prayer by Chaplain Snodgrass, please?
Thank you. Most Holy Father, we thank you for the opportunity to call upon your name tonight. Lord, we come to you with glad hearts. We're so thankful, God, that we live in a country that we can gather together as citizens of this community and come to these type meetings. So, Lord, we ask you to bless this Board of Trustees. God, we ask you to be with all of our first responders. Lord, the anxiety and the things that they face on a daily basis, Lord. We know that they take that to heart, Lord. And we're so thankful that you gave them the mission, God, that you did. And that is to serve the citizens of this community to the best of their abilities. So, Lord, we ask you to be with our armed forces, whether they're here or abroad. You know the situation that's going on throughout this world, Lord. And it comes down to hate. It comes down to sin. So, God, we just ask you to put your loving arms around not only this community, God, but throughout this country, God. Let us stop, hesitate for a moment, and to give you thanks for the opportunities that you have given us. So, God, we ask you all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Joyce, would you like to do the lead on the...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think we got our first taste of winter today, don't you believe? I see everybody's getting their sweaters and stuff out. Could I have a roll call, please?
Now?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Jim had informed me that he was quite ill right now, so... He thought he might have had COVID, but the doctor confirmed, I guess he had a super bad case of bronchitis, so he's laid up for a day or two. But I guess we'll move on to old business. We have approval, asking for approval of September the 8th. 2022 regular meeting minutes. John, if you had a chance and want a second, that you can do.
Yeah, sir. If you had a chance, you've read over it and et cetera. We have it in our minutes,
okay.
Our packet.
I have not. No.
Do you want to take a second and just glance in case you have a question?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Let's see. Well, I'll tell you, since we only have the one meeting to approve, or if you wanted to maybe table this and we can have it.
It's up to you, sir. I have no, I mean, I'm okay with it, but we can table it if you want.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to actually read it, so.
Okay. So I'm fine with tabling it.
I've been, super busy, plus I had the go downtown for a big meeting this afternoon. So
okay,
I'd prefer to table it for our next meeting. Okay,
that's fine.
If you'd mark that too, please, Bobby. That way it'll give us a chance and no chance of making mistakes so we can get them read over and everything. Okay. So we'll go ahead with the new business, police business, Chief Smith. Could you go ahead and give us whatever report you have?
Absolutely, sir. Everybody's having a good evening.
Hi, Mark.
Cold weather coming?
Yeah.
The first thing I have, gentlemen, is a resignation letter from Officer David Woody to read, and then I will give it to you, Robin, to put in your file.
Thank you.
He sent it to me yesterday. I wanted to inform you that I've officially accepted a position with the Worthington Police Department with a start date of October 10th, 2022. Being that I passed my psychological and physical examination, my last day with the Franklin Township Police Division will be October 8th. Furthermore, I would like to thank you and the Franklin Township Board of Trustees for my employment the past 6.5 years. I will truly miss this department, but feel this move will secure both my career and financial stability. I wish the best of luck to this department, as it will hold a near and dear place in my heart, as the time spent here has been challenging and rewarding. Thank you, Officer Woody.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no other further discussion, I'd ask for a second and a motion accepting his resignation as read.
Okay.
Yes, yes, I'd second that.
If I could, on top of what the chief just read about the resignation of David Woody, I have the resignation of Jeff Francis. Jeff was laid off, but he felt it proper to send me to present to the board another letter of resignation.
So do we want to finish up Woody's first and then go to that one? Because there's a motion on the floor.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, if you want to call for a roll call.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Board, I have one more. It's just a formality pertaining to Officer Jeff Francis and his letter of resignation. Mm-hmm. And simply, this email is to advise the Franklin Township Board of Trustees of my resignation from the Franklin Township Police Department effective September 15, 2022. I've enjoyed working for Franklin Township for over 40 years. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the residents of Franklin Township. Sincerely, Jeff Francis.
Well, I can only say one thing before we vote on it. That's probably one of the great hardest losses from the PD that we'll ever have, in my opinion. I mean, I've just known the man so long. His loyalty to the township, his loyalty to the department, and more than anything, his loyalty to the residents of the township. And it makes me really sad. And I don't know how many of you guys knows Mr. Francis real well, but he's really been a prize package for the people and friends and so forth around Franklin Township. So I'd just like to say a special thank you to Jeff Francis, if you would pass that information on.
Absolutely.
And with that been sad, I'll say.
So, Mr. Vice Chairman, if I may, I'd like to make a motion that we accept Officer Francis' resignation as read forth here tonight. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
Okay.
Ralph, did you second that? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. You got anything else?
Yes, sir.
That's enough, I think.
Well, just a couple things.
Okay.
Some stats.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want more news like that.
No, I'm done with those.
Okay.
So the overtime traffic grant, the dates on these stats will be from 8/22 through 9/22. There were 73 hours worked, 46 warning citations given, 45 citations. 5 criminal charges, 5 assist the motorist, which is anything from pushing a car to helping change a tire to getting the help. 5 crash reports and 13 warrants served. The criminal charges include felony receiving stolen property, falsification, obstructing and resisting, and 1 stolen vehicle recovered. There were 14 driving under suspension / no up citations written, 1 DUI, numerous speed, improper passing, lane violations, and expired tags, citations written. And that's the traffic grant.
Okay.
In the last 2 weeks on third shift, we had a total of 50 runs that we did not take. The runs for the last 2 weeks that we did take were 539. And that's all I have. If Deputy Hamilton has anything else.
Okay. Does anyone have anything for the chief right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you talk about the traffic? That was under the traffic grant?
Yes.
Traffic grant, yeah.
It was the traffic grant and the normal stats.
Gotcha.
Okay, Fire Department Chief Arnold apparently is not here. Did he have?
No, sir. He had
anything.
Nothing. And Mr. Stevens the same. He had nothing to contribute.
Mr. Stevens, did he have any information for us?
Okay. No, sir.
Well, you might want to give us a little report how they come on the roof up here. Is it about completed now?
They have found more damage as they've gotten into the work. So it's going to delay the finish time. I need to talk with the contractor because there's additional materials and supplies that are needed.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's going to be an additional cost or not. I'm assuming okay. there will be, but that's something the contractor and I will sit down and talk about. And of course, I'll keep the board.
Okay.
I haven't seen a request for a change order as of yet. So, like I said, once I have a discussion with him, I'll keep all of you up to date.
Okay. Did we have anything else kind of dangling out there for Jim Stevens right now? Or
I don't. Jim and I met just real briefly. I know months ago that we met with a contractor about the islands and the medians along West Broad Street.
Okay.
Jim and I met with a local company. And
landscape company.
Yeah, landscape and commercial lawn maintenance.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to get a quote back from this company.
Okay.
It's a company out of Grove City. And while we were talking, the position was we would probably wait and start next year. And so I'm curious to see what his quote is after we had this last contractor whose quote was astronomically high. I'm hoping this is a little more affordable for the township. So.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Physical department, Buck, you're going to.
I have that one for Nick. It's a motion to pay bills and obligations and be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from September 9th, 2022 through September 22nd, 2022 in the amount of $191,151.74 and payroll paid on September 16th in the amount of $159,262.89 for a combined total of $350,414.63. From check number 68242 to 68287 and electronic vouchers 144-2022 through 151-2022. And you have 2 exhibits, A and B.
Okay. Okay.
So on A and B, is there anything different? It's just the breakdown, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Motion to accept. Do John, do you have any?
Do you want me to make the motion, or do you?
I'll just make the motion.
Okay, and I would accept.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Did he have anything else?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No, sir.
Robin, did he have anything for you to report?
Are you going to do the cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
No, he just said if you guys have any questions for him, send him an email.
Okay.
Okay.
So essentially, you're doing the minutes, mm-hmm. and that's about it.
Yeah, sir.
All righty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Steve, looks like you got several things.
A couple things.
Okay.
The first is Resolution 2022-153. The resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for the period of September 9th, 2022 through September 22nd, 2022. And whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay.
And again, that's from the period of September 12th, 2022 through September 22nd, 2022, in the amount of $57,331.74.
Do you know what the WEC, or W-E-X bank is?
For fuel.
Is that, oh, that's right. That's right. I never heard bank though before. I mean, no. That's that place right down here though, right?
Well, WEX is a system where it's kind of like the middleman where you can use any gas station.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Was that, Steve, was that 153?
153. I have the resolution right here for you to sign. Yes, sir. Okay.
So you want to make it, or do you want me to do it, sir? You want to make the motion, or you want me to?
I'll just make the motion.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. And then I'll, after you make it, then I sign it.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the Resolution 153.
And I second that motion.
Uh-huh. And Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And that one gets signed.
Mm-hmm. Here's a couple. Did you have some more you said?
Just a few things, yes, sir.
154, do you have that? Resolution 154.
I do have 154. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Absolutely.
I've got it right here in front of me.
Absolutely. Resolution 2022-154, it's the renewal annual agreement between Franklin Township and Toole and Associates for 2023. It be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to renew their annual proposal between Franklin Township and Toole & Associates for non-residential building department services from January 1, 2023 through December 31, 2023. Service and current rates are described within, see attached Exhibit A. We have used Toole for quite a few years now. For all inspections.
These rates hadn't changed, have they, for this year?
They have just minutely. It's nothing out of the ordinary from year to year.
Okay. Yeah, I know we've used them as long as I can remember.
Yeah, just a minimal increase. I noticed you misspoke there. That should have been apparently 2023. I think you said 2020 something.
No, that's the today's date at the top of the form,
yeah,
sir. It's today's date.
Okay.
If you go down into the body of the content, it will give you the 2023.
Oh, give you the current. Oh, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I see here. So it would be until December of 23. Then.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd second or make a motion to accept it. Make a motion.
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting for her to.
Did you second it, John?
I will, yes.
Okay, I was waiting for you to second it.
I was just waiting for a second. Usually you go,
second? I'm sorry. Normally he's really quick about saying second.
Right.
Would you like to make a second,
yes,
sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let me see.
I just didn't know which method we were going with.
No, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
I've got it.
Yeah, he's got the original.
That one, and then that'll go to, after you sign it, it'll go to her.
To Robin, okay.
Yes.
And then we have one more, did you want?
I do, and it's not in the agenda, but this is kind of important, now I could forget that.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, we've already done those are just your copies.
Oh, these are the copies, okay.
And then I think that's the next thing Steve's gonna speak about, what you're laying over there.
You say there is one more, John?
I do have a resolution.
Okay.
And this deals with the purchase of the
property.
Let me just find the resolution here. I may have to go dig that out of my office, but before I do that, Mr. Horn, yeah, I will get to the motions. One, I wanted to update everybody on the no-knock policy.
Oh, okay.
Julie Donnan, the township's attorney, she has completed her review of that.
Okay.
I am going to give the trustees each a copy of the policies, the procedures, the registration forms for both the vendors and the residents. And once you gentlemen have a chance to look through that and decide it's fine or you'd like to make some changes, then I can let, again, the law firm know we're satisfied with this and we can develop a resolution and get this policy implemented as quickly as possible.
Okay. Do you have a copy available now or?
Mm-hmm. I have a single copy right now.
Okay.
I will make a copy, of course, and make sure you all have it.
Okay.
The last motion I have is, and this will eventually go in the employee handbook, we distributed new cell phones to staff here within the township. And it was an upgrade, and it actually is a better service with more phones for the comparable price of what we were paying. This service was through AT&T. It was comparable to what we were paying with Verizon. But as I said, we have more phones and better service. It's better for the police officers because now they have better coverage throughout the city, actually. And even what? Nationwide, I think. This will be implemented into the handbook. Mr. Fleshman had a great question that I never thought of, and I will discuss it with our attorney as well. I had put in the policy that if there's negligence and a phone or a piece of equipment is destroyed or damaged, that we will hold the employee liable for that. But I just want to make absolutely sure, is an oversight on my part, I never thought of that, but I will make sure that if there's negligence, then yes, we can hold the employee responsible for any repairs or replacement. All right, and then the last I have, and I may actually have to go to my office and grab this.
Do you want to go ahead and do a motion to pass this with the, you know, so that it's passed, and then if this needs to be altered, we can, or do you just want to wait till the next meeting?
On the cell phone policy?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let me make absolutely sure.
So we're going to hold off on that?
Yes, let's do that. Because you did. Okay. You brought up a viable point.
Sure.
So for the notes, for the meeting minutes, it's tabled?
Yes. Please. And then, like I said, let me go in and I will grab the resolution regarding the purchase of the contract, unless you and Mr. Horn and Mr. Leisure would like to look through it.
I, in respect to my counterpart, I think that all three trustees should have an opportunity to see this prior to making a decision on that, if you're fine with that too.
Yeah.
Out of respect for the other trustee.
I have no qualms with that. The only thing, again, I keep bringing Julie up, our attorney, plus the nonprofit. They would like to do this as quickly as possible, and if we could get the process started by the end of the month, that would be great. They would appreciate that.
I don't see where there would be a problem, even if we had a quick special, if we needed to.
Sure.
Come in and, we could review it beforehand, come in, and if there's any discussion, and then have all three of us have an opportunity, and then go from there.
Very good. Very good.
Well, you opted out of the program anyway, didn't you, John?
They'll be at the end. Questions are at the end.
Or at the end. Okay.
Did you have a chance to sign it?
No, I didn't. Sorry, this is my first time here. I apologize.
It's good. You're good. If you would be so kind.
For that local nonprofit, is that for the purchase of Harrisburg Pike?
Yes.
That's my property. I'm the owner.
The 1963?
No, 1952.
Oh, no, we're talking about 1963, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same now, don't scare meeting. Me like that.
No, because last meeting, I think you guys had a thing about like that property. But I wanted to do a PowerPoint regarding what we do. So
okay.
I apologize if I disturbed anyone's peace.
No, but you gave me a little heart palpitation.
I'm sorry, and I apologize.
I'm the owner of it. So I haven't even signed the paperwork yet.
Well, we just sold your property.
I'm homeless now.
Thank you.
Yes, you're
so.
So Steve, for the minutes, what are we tabling, or what? I'm not having a clear picture of what I need to write down.
I'm not familiar with that either.
I need to be able to say what it is you're tabling.
We are tabling the resolution for the sale of the 1963 Harrisburg Pike property.
It wasn't on the agenda, so
okay.
It really isn't being tabled. It was, we're going to have another discussion.
Further discussion?
Well, he brought it up, so it has to be tabled in some fashion.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that we're tabling the discussion of the resolution.
Perfect.
Okay, that's what it is.
And was there a reason?
James isn't here.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Leeser isn't here.
Okay. Okay.
And that's all I have, Mr. Horn.
Is that all?
Okay.
All right, sir. We'll go ahead. Let's see here. Okay. So on the 1953, you say we just table that.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to get back together at a later time.
I think it is a good idea.
Okay.
That, you know, even the attorney looked through it and she's comfortable with it. I think it's a good idea that maybe you put your eyes on it and see what you think.
Alrighty. Obviously Mr. Leisure's not here, so that's on. John, did you have a discussion?
No, I don't have anything.
No items, okay. I don't have anything particularly right now. There is quite a few things going on in the township, as you know. Probably I'm not supposed to push too much. Hope we don't get in trouble, but I want to say again, I would like to see a lot of attention given to the police levy this time. As you can well see, with not having any assurances of jobs, our good people are just falling by the wayside. So it's going to be, whatever we do, it's going to be a lot of rebuilding and everything. So I'm going to do what I can, and I hope everybody else does as well. So anyway, that's about the only about the only thing that I'd say right now. What, let's see, I do have, no, that's all right. Yeah, I have a little road department thing, but I think we're okay on that now. So, having said that, I guess we got some few questions here that we want to have answered. And Charlene Combs, did you have something?
I don't have okay. anything.
You're okay on everything?
I just put it down just in case.
Chip, are you able to get up? Poor
yeah.
guy. Feels like my foot's getting better, and now your leg's broke, isn't it?
Only thing I have to say, I have a growing neighborhood problem all over. I don't know how to handle it. People behind us in that house there on Roland.
Right.
He's working on, or what is it?
The garage.
Yeah, the garage house. Uh-huh. He's working on cars in that alley, blocking the alley. He's had more trash over there. I don't know whether he's doing oil changes, where he's dumping the oil.
Steve, didn't you go down the other day?
I was gonna let Chip finish to make sure I was on the same page with him. And go ahead. Sorry. And they're brazen. I mean, he has around 4:30. Man, he's pulling cars up in that alley.
Is he?
And he's an older guy. Drives around on a scooter.
Oh, does he really?
All these scooters. That's his exercise.
Yeah.
And I do not know how to approach the situation,
uh-huh.
because the cars he's working on, there's, I don't want to get mixed up in anything to where Chief Smith has to come over and see
sure.
me. And then on the end of, towards Brown, we have these people that live there, they run that stop sign.
Yep. Oh, do they?
We'll yell stop when their windows are down.
Sure.
They give us dirty looks, they get out of their car, they want to puff their chest.
So which stop sign is this?
Rosemont
and Roland. And then we have a guy, it's a kid. I'm going to say the kid's probably 12, 13 years old on his mini bike. And he has a partner. They go down and do wheelies. They don't stop. They don't get hit.
What time is that?
After school.
Yeah. Anytime before clock.
And on the weekends, it'll start at 2, and it'll go all the way to 8 o'clock. And they just ride up and down the alley. I don't know whether you hear them.
They come down the alley.
Yeah, I mean, good thing is, kid wears a helmet. But that's the only good thing.
I break the law, but I wear a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just...
How old would you say he is?
Probably, what, 12, 13 years old?
Oh.
I don't know how old the other one is. But
on those traffic problems you're having there, would you mind getting the address and maybe call the chief or somebody?
I thought about taking a video. You know, showing you. I mean,
have you got the address?
We've been working on those on Tuesdays.
Well, just the intersection
okay.
of the stop sign.
I walk with Byron, so
okay.
I will tell you Tuesday we will be there.
Okay. Because it's somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And with this guy in the alley, like I said, I took pictures. I'm going to show you guys after the meeting what the trash is building up. I mean, there's tires, old garden hoses, old kid stuff, like.
Now, isn't that the same? Is that the lady that came down here to talk to us that one evening?
I don't think so. Do you have the address, Chip, by chance?
It's a
Brown Road address.
It's the only address on Roland.
Okay.
It's a garage.
Which address is this? Just your address talking
the
now?
The one with the trash and the tires.
Yes.
What's your address?
Chuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's only one address.
The
I think middle. It's 1025.
Yeah. What's the address?
1025 Roland.
1025 Roland. Yeah. I'll call that conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean the trees are just.
I'll all check it too. Maybe we can get Conklin to help
Roland. Yeah.
And
Roland and D.
You know, because we got the rodent problem, and that's just adding to the rodent problem.
A-N-D, on the end.
What time are you usually home?
I'm home all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't work until next Wednesday.
Steve, let's just, maybe you and I can take a little ride down there, like, Monday evening and get some pictures and reports.
Yeah, absolutely, Chip, and that's why I didn't want to interrupt you. I wanted to make sure...
I'd actually been down a time or two and didn't catch you home. So, but I think he went down. He was telling me just a few days ago there, this week I believe. So I don't know. Maybe he did or didn't get to see him there. So let's try to see if we can go down there the first part of the week and get some reports and stuff.
Absolutely. There. Just so you know, you'll understand I spend a lot of time with our attorney on the phone. We had talked about picking a property that we could use as the foundation to start this home.
Okay.
I hate to say home rule because it's not.
Right.
But to start to look at properties that we need to address.
Okay.
So when I get a chance, I do go out and look. I've looked in your neighborhood. So what would our first step is, we want to find, for lack of a better term, a bad piece of property. And then we're going to start. Now, I'm going to make some mistakes, we'll fix them and we'll move forward. But absolutely, like Mr. Horn said, we're going to get out and start looking. Because you've all been very patient, and it's time to start implementing some changes.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
With all that trash and stuff, you know we have to work through the health
department. Yes, and I understand that. The inner part of me, wants to go over and put my freaking foot down, but I don't want to cross that line. Because I know if I cross the line, there's no turning back, and I'm going to be in trouble.
And to make you feel better, what we've actually done is we've actually got the approval and the support of the health department and the zoning department for the county.
Great.
They are on board.
Great.
As support.
That's good to hear.
That's good. That's a big
step. Okay. And I thank you all up there. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Don't let me forget about
bringing
time change.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman, if we could go to one thing real quick.
Yeah.
We've been invited to, if you noticed in an email, for the Touch a Truck that is through Cornell Robinson. It's going to be on October 22nd.
20th.
So what I would like to see is, if last year we were always on our meeting night.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved the meeting until on the 20th at noon instead in the evening, then we would be able to attend that for Franklin County.
Yeah.
Is that good with you?
That's fine with me. Yeah.
So I would make
that's autumn.
27.
I think that's the annual thing we usually try to go to anyway.
Well, we've not been able to because we have a last year we had, and the year before it was canceled, the year before that it was canceled. Last year we had a meeting on that night.
Okay.
So I would want to make a motion that we change October 20th meeting to 12 o'clock.
Okay.
If I could get a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That would be back to back noon meetings.
So,
that's right, right. Yeah. So it would just be.
If everybody go ahead and get their
calendars,
their dates marked down. What date is that?
The 20th. So in that, month we'll have two meetings that will be at 12 o'clock in October.
Yes.
The 6th and the 20th.
That will be what?
At 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Because the 6th is normally a 12 o'clock meeting, but
right,
we're upping the time on the 20th, yeah, so that we can attend the Franklin County.
Franklin County, yeah, I'll just in a minute, just put for attendance of the Franklin County Engineers meeting, Robin, if you would, please. Has everybody got that date down and everything?
Yes, sir.
And then,
okay. That's my group. Alrighty, let's see, Jan. I think you're okay.
Okay, I have two things.
Okay.
First thing is on my street, there's two specific houses right across from me, and there in the one house there's a total of 13 kids.
Holy moly!
And the next house.
Get children's services out there.
No.
No.
No, well, wait a minute. our concern, the people on the street, these kids are not in school.
Or what?
They're not in school.
Okay.
And if they were being homeschooled, they wouldn't be out riding their bikes and running up and down the street
okay,
all day
I
long.
See. Okay.
I mean, to me, back in my day, yeah, we went out, yeah. We ran around, we were out in the out doing stuff, and that's wonderful. I'd rather see them doing that than sitting there playing on their computers. But they have no respect for the people on the road, the people that drive up and down the street, the people that walk up and down the street. Cindy's been over there. It is. And if Children's Services is called over there,
yeah.
The neighbors that they know that they don't like, we're the ones that are going to get the repercussions.
Gotcha. So what if Chief, he's real good at talking to people, if he happened to stop by to talk to the parents and the kids together saying how unsafe
parents
it is?
Parents aren't there 90% of the time.
The only avenue we have, GM, is Children's Services. To take them forward.
What age range are the kids?
Well, we have, what was the one? One's about two and a half, all the way up to 14 or 15.
All ages.
And, I mean, there's been times when you've come down the street, a little four-year-old is walking down the street by herself.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's sadness.
What's the address, Jim? Mm-hmm.
Home 13, I think it's like 1320, where Shane Leisure lived. That's where the 13.
I'll verify the address.
Are you
and
aware?
If nothing else, and I so, and I think you know, I appreciate what you and all the police officers do. I mean, even if they could, somebody could just cruise down the street. I mean, that seems to send them back into, at least send them back into their yard, because you'll hear one of them yell, oh, the cops are coming.
Yeah.
They're back in their yard.
Well, that's what they do.
Being a mom, being a grandma, I don't want to see
children live in what house?
Yeah. They moved in. There was already three children there, and these other people moved in. It's a long family situation with that over there, but I'm just very bothered by it.
Yeah.
But like I say, and I know you all can't spend time on my street because you got a bazillion things to do.
Few people we got now. Yeah.
You know, could just make drive down the street would be cool beans.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I'll start browsing down your street every once in a while. I know it. Byron, them's everywhere, you know, trying to. And what have we got addresses and stuff on them, Byron?
Yeah, just text me the address.
Make sure we get them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a look into it and see if we can come up with some kind of solution. And
is it 13 kids for one family? One set of parents, or they got multiple?
No, there's Heather and her three kids, and another one that came in, and then I think the man and woman with the eight kids, they've been there maybe a month.
Drugs or anything, or
no?
Just
I would certainly hope not, but I don't believe so.
You know, it might not
so
be a bad. Well, that'll be a bad idea.
Yes. Heather works.
Well, something's going on.
Heather works, but she's the one that always left Caden there by himself. And to watch his infant brother and sister.
Well, you get me the
idea. Yeah, it might not be a bad idea, Chief, for you and you or Dave one or both of you, whatever. Ride down there and have a talk with them.
Yeah, I'll talk to them, but
okay,
it's looking like we're going to
see what we can do.
Some
starters, that's
I
starters.
Just don't want the repercussions to come back.
No,
like on me
and I understand if you ride down
six
there.
Six other people on the street.
Is that when they are out mostly later in the day and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that? Or,
they're out all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And the second thing I wanted to say real quick. guys, we got 41 days until election.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. So Jennifer is one with the house we table her. So.
Jan wasn't finished.
I wasn't finished.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me throw this.
Oh, please.
How about you go say Tavy?
I thought you were
I'll
done.
Throw Joe Burrow pass
out. I'm good catcher.
Okay, we've got 41 days. If this levy doesn't pass, we got to do something. We do not, and I've been asking for what, months? We have got to do something, because if it doesn't pass, to put it bluntly, we're screwed.
Exactly.
Totally screwed. And I don't want to see that happen.
No, I sure don't either. Well, that's, you know, everybody that's able, for sure, or even, I guess, we're not able, we've got a big mouth, so. I used to have a big mouth, but I've yelled so much now. Just about out of breath, you know.
Okay, so a game plan. Does anybody have a game plan?
Okay, no, I don't know. I haven't got involved in it yet. So you had a game plan. I think it worked pretty good. The one.
The last time it didn't pass.
Yeah. No, I mean the one day you've had been out so far.
Yeah, we're trying to get people signed up for early voting. We're hitting the hardest crime areas of the township, which is where we have the 6 homicides.
It seems to be successful, doesn't it?
Well, it's going to be a process, but yeah, we're trying. We're going to send out a letter to every resident.
So you've got 41 days, you say, how many? Well, that's 5 weeks, isn't it? 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, if you got out one.
I just hope
one,
his word is right. That's what I hope.
You know, if you chisel the thing out in the 5 major days, that get a bigger part of
it. We're trying to also work with the mosque and the community out there.
Yes,
there's so many different language barriers that we're trying to overcome. Yeah.
Ralph, the area commission is willing to put it on both of our Facebook pages.
Well, that'd be great.
Any flyers that you guys have.
Yep.
We're not promoting it,
yep,
but we're willing to post it.
Okay.
To get it out to...
Absolutely.
I'll come up with a place for you. I'll have Nicole get it over to you.
Well, this is for the property.
The more we get out there, for sure, Patty, the better it is. So.
But I mean, it's you might as well look at it. It's last minute.
Yeah.
We got to get it.
Well, the most crucial...
And I know we've been trying.
Well, the most crucial time, Jan, is if you go too early, the problem is people tend to
forget.
They tend to forget.
So
we have more signs.
Yes, we have more signs.
Okay.
So it's the month of October that is most important to us.
Yeah, I think you got some attention yesterday on the NARCAM thing. So.
Yeah, some positive, some negative.
Yeah, I heard you had almost 50 handed out yesterday.
37.
Yeah. So now, it's some people has bad things to say about that, and some has good things. But
well,
I don't know.
The
only thing I can go say,
if
I can hand somebody a little something to sniff on and save their life, I'll do it. You know, I don't know. I mean, I've really had people say that, let them die.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to God, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Now, cruel. That's cruel as far as I'm concerned. There are the problems that we have in the world.
And a lot of it
is our own fault, you know, as we grow up born and when our kids are growing up or this one's happening, we didn't pay enough attention to them. Things are out of control. You know, I'm not getting on this whole box, but. You know, it is what it is. We've made a mess out of everything.
We weren't kidding, that's deep.
And if we had, I mean, I'm really, and I'm sure that this man does. He sees a lot of stuff.
Sure he does.
These children, you find a kid laying on the road in the mud, and they're doped out of their head and they're dead. And they got mud in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the kind of crap I have actually seen. Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible shit, terrible situation.
Yeah.
To let our
could be any one of our
let kids. Our children just, you know, treat you like some old rotten doll or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not all that happy about seeing a rotten dog playing around, tell you the truth about it, you know. But it's a terrible mess. Okay. Were you done, Jan?
Mm-hmm.
Were you done?
Okay, I just have one suggestion. Okay. Couldn't we have a, like maybe towards the middle of October, have some kind of, what would you call it? What did I call it yesterday? Like an open house type thing?
Public meeting type thing
to refresh other people's memory. Let them know that it's going to cost them a happy meal a month.
Yeah.
And just let them.
Yeah, we were planning on having a little town hall thing.
Yeah, we've done them in the past to no positive result, but I mean.
Yeah, it hadn't been real successful, Jan. It really hasn't. I mean.
Right.
You get four people at the most.
Yeah, it hasn't been real successful.
Yeah.
Now we'll go.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Now we'll probably have a pretty good look. We'll have about this many here because we're dedicated to it, the cause, you know.
Well, I challenge everybody in this room, if we have a town meeting, bring a neighbor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It seems like what we got out and done now, when you come up, that was pretty, whoever created that, going out door to door, there's nothing like talking to somebody in person now. I mean, that's just a fact. And if you're able to get out and everything, you know, or if you do have, I don't like that neighborhood thing you did over there. The apartment.
Oh, you mean the block
lots? Yeah.
And we're trying to get more people interested in block lots.
Yeah.
Too,
it's
a slow process.
But honestly, I think what you need to do, I don't know how much time you've got on your hands, everybody, is just try to get the chief and everybody you can and just gather them up and let's go out and have another. I know Saturdays nowadays are Ohio State football, but that's the way it is every year. If you're going to have election or anything, there's football and whatever. And, you know, a lot of people get tired and don't want to go see it, but, you know, nothing that's worthwhile is easy, really, I don't guess. So, it just takes some getting out nose to nose with people a little bit. Sometimes I know that's when I've had all my luck, when I feel like, you know, getting out and getting involved with people and everything. And until recently, as you know, I'm so happy to meet you, Jan, because, you know, for so long, we drifted around here. I didn't even know you, you know.
Street walking.
So I think, I don't know, somebody had to pull you out, and I don't, maybe a big guy did it. I don't have one. Yeah. Good job. But anyway, do we have anything else?
We have a few more speakers that we need to get to. There's a few more speakers that we need to get to.
Oh, do we? Oh,
yeah.
Well, let's see who we got here. Oh, Jan. That was Jennifer. Jennifer's already said her thing, didn't she?
No.
Yeah, I'm Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
You can come up to the party and make the water stand.
You and your sit there.
I'm the only Latina.
Doesn't matter, okay.
So my name's Jennifer. I just bought a 1952 Harrisburg Pike, and I've caused massive chaos. I'm going to be straight up and honest. I just wanted to apologize. Everything just happened really fast. We didn't really think about purchasing a house with my husband, and we just decided to close on this house. Loved it. Loved the area, the space, and everything. So we closed the house. And I just want to talk a little bit about what happened, like, in probably within, like, 3 weeks of owning the property. somebody like the community, Hispanic community, came together and said if we can lend them our property so that they can do a fundraiser for a person who has cancer and who's also a family member to me, who's my cousin, and for another individual who had recently passed away in Springmont. I don't know if you guys heard about a 16-year-old shooting a man, and the man was walking home. So unfortunately, his body was still here, and the family didn't have any funds in order for his body to go back to his country. So all of those days were trying to get the funds to try to donate and give it to the man who has cancer, my cousin, and the man who passed away in Springmont. So I know many of you may not know where I come from. I'm Ecuadorian, not Mexican. And I know, like, here in the States, Hispanic people don't have insurance. And they can't get insurance because they don't have Social Security and employment cards or whatever they need. So as a community, the Hispanic community comes together and we try to raise funds for all the people who are really in need. So we have this saying where it's like, today it's for them and tomorrow might be for us. So we never know where we stand. And, you know, grateful to God for everything that I have and everything that God has given me. And I'm just blessed. So I just wanted to apologize for any inconvenience that I caused or any chaos. You know, I want to apologize. And hopefully we can get on the right foot. And then hopefully we can get everybody coming. If you guys want to come to a fundraiser that we have, of course, you guys are all welcome to my house. If you ever need to use the property for some reason to raise funds. I know you guys needed AEDs last time I was reading stuff, you know, actually searching. So yeah, we can always, you know, get together, do a fundraiser and help raise money for the community.
So that's a help. Awesome. Which house is this? Is it right next to the one that we have?
It's Ari's house. It's Ari's old house.
Our old house. Our house. You guys bought our house.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Ari's old house.
Ari's.
Oh, okay. Ari Alex's old house.
I thought you said ours. Okay.
Ari's.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the man that owned it.
Okay. I always thought she was saying our house.
Yeah.
Ari's house.
Jennifer, what was your last name? Can you come up and just, so I can properly spell it?
Yes. MAGUANA.
Yeah, that's why I was nervous.
And is it just Jennifer, the normal Jennifer?
Yeah, just the normal.
Sometimes. Yeah. Extra letter or another.
Did you stop down and talk to Nicole last week or see?
I probably came here like every week.
She had stopped in because there was traffic problems on Harrisburg Pike and some people had complained and stuff. So
yeah, I spoke to
her. Nicole had mentioned that.
I didn't know your name, but
she
yeah, yes, yes. I was like, when I didn't think it was going to be as big as it got, but I think people came from Dayton and stuff to try to contribute and give it. We definitely did put like publicity on Facebook for people to come out, but I didn't think that many. Never have I ever seen that many people come out. So
you got a lot of room here,
huh?
You got a lot of room.
I mean, yeah, but I didn't think that many people were going to come out. I mean,
how many people did you have?
I have no idea. No idea. I was shocked. I was like, no, we're probably only going to have like 100 cars, but everybody, Hispanic people have like 5-7 kids.
Uh-huh.
So like,
I saw all the traffic myself.
I know, I'm sorry.
And I asked Steve if he knew what was going on down there.
I mean, everybody was welcome. Know, like, they were just selling
what it
all
was. I stopped down and checked it out, you know, but I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you guys are always welcome to my house if you guys want to
come. I applaud you for doing that.
God bless you. Thank you.
Are you enjoying the solar electric?
Yes, I love it. So we have a roommate. He's like, we split the bills, and I was like, well, electricity came out to $0, so you don't have to pay. He's like, yes, I don't have to pay electricity no more, like one less bill to pay. And I was like, don't get too hyped up, we got other bills to pay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not all like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you Jennifer, we appreciate it. Okay, does anyone else have anything? Mike, you all quiet tonight.
I don't think so.
Well, you're a good guy.
I would have signed up if I would have followed the rules.
Thank you very much. Okay, I guess if we have nothing else, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Linda, were you sick or something last week?
Well, you know what?
Oh, no.
I go out.
Oh, did you? Yeah.